I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Almost without exception, my clients will come to me with their self-confidence low and battered. And very frequently, that will be the first piece of information they will proffer. Often, indeed, before we even meet, it will be on the phone or by email that they will use their chronic lack of self-confidence as the justification for their seeking help. And I have learnt to take very little notice of this, and instead to focus my efforts elsewhere. For what I have discovered over the years, having helped many hundreds of depressed and anxious clients overcome their distress, is that more often than not, a lack of self-confidence is a red herring. Why am I saying this? The answer is not to jump on the obvious and fashionable answer to a problem, but instead to ponder what the emotion of a lack of self-confidence might be communicating. Is the message useful, and will its deep comprehension help to relieve your depression, or anxiety, or addiction? Think about it from a human given's perspective, in other words, from the perspective of deep common sense. Because if you're not getting your essential needs well met, and so are living a life without balance, and which is not working for you despite all your efforts, then a lack of self-confidence is only to be expected. And if this lack in your life reflects the fact that your emotional resources are not working well, then low self-confidence will be an honest and authentic emotional communication that needs to be listened to and not wished away. What is needed is not to artificially raise self-confidence above what is justified by the lack and failures of a life right now, but to heal these resources and then direct efforts to getting your life working better. And when you do this, then lo and behold, self-confidence will return. And if you will not have to do anything about it, as it will just happen, as night follows day, or as better sleep follows a day without unproductive rumination.